Okay, I'm on the defeats, but if looking back to Saturday and tonight, chalk and cheese was a lot more solid tonight and certainly deserving of a point at least.
It couldn't have been anything other.
Exactly.
I think we did definitely deserve a point, but we're having one of them, them runs at the moment where things aren't going for us in front of goal, and then we're committing Harry Carey at the other end. You know, individual errors, as any manager, there's nothing you can do about that.
I was just going to say, it's a free kick that's drifted out for a goal kick, and
just let it go. Like I said, there's nothing I can do about that. I thought team selection was spot on. I thought the lads that came in, Matty Tierney and Adam Dawson, as they showed on Saturday, did excellent again. Jerome Wright coming back and Matty Wolfenden coming back shows the strength in the squad. And we're, you know, there's ones there that we can really, really believe in, and you know, look to get bounced back. Well, I said to the lads today, the league, you're not going to get relegated, or you're not going to win the league just by today. It's you know, it's about what we do and getting us back and getting our heads up to kick on. And I'm sure we will, because we've got good players. We've got good players. Like I said on Saturday, I think some of them might be a little bit complacent, and if that's the case, I'll deal with it. Other than that, there's not much more I can say. I thought we played some decent stuff at times. Did get a little bit frantic knocking long balls at other points, but you know, credit to us for bouncing back from an absolutely disgraceful performance on Saturday.
Is confidence in a certain parts of the pitch a bit of a problem? Well, I don't say a problem, but I mean, I'm looking for example. I mean, Norton goes through and normally expects it. He brings it down and puts it in, and he's just fell over the ball. And
he
looks like a player who's just lacking that bit of confidence.
Yeah, I think so. So, you know, I'll speak to him and see why that might be. But any goal scorer will tell you, you know, he's getting into the positions. He's probably had two chances there that he normally would gobble up.
Yeah.
And so I know it's a cliche, but goals change games. And if he scores one of them, I think we'll go on to win. If we score first against most teams, we'll go on to win. You know, so it's just one of them times where we've got to stick together, and you know, we'll work it out as a coaching staff and with the players we work with them to try and get things turned around quickly.
I was going to say, got a short turnaround again, Charlie on Saturday.
We've got four or five away games now on the spin. All very difficult. But they're the challenges that face you in a football season. So
it's a perfect time to pick it back up with all the away games.
Of course it is.
That builds confidence.
Of course it is. You know, one result can change them. One training session can change things on that front. So, like I say, we'll keep doing what we do. And we'll see where it takes us.
Cheers, Cal.
Cheers.